Page 43, measure number 24-431, Gates Rural Fire Protection District. Referred by the Gates Rural Fire Protection District, renewal of current four-year local option tax for general operations. Question, shall Gates RFPD retain the option tax of 90 cents per $100,000 of assessed value for operations equipment for another 4 years? This measure renews current local option taxes. Summary, approval of this four-year local option serial levy would continue the current fire district levy through June 2023. The levy would begin July 1, 2019, and would provide funding for the Gates RFPD to maintain the current level of emergency services and meet the fire district's increasing operating costs. Additional revenues would fund the upgrade or replacement of district vehicles and equipment. The proposed rate would generate approximately $59,436 in 2019-2020, $60,585 in 2020-2021, $62,251 in 2021-2022, and $63,962 in 2022-2023. Explanatory statement. Voter approval of this four-year local option levy would continue the current fire district levy through June 2023. This four-year extension is a continuation of an existing tax and is not a new tax. This same rate was approved in five prior elections, November 1998, November 2002, November 2006, November 2010, and November 2014. It would take effect July 1, 2019 and expire June 30, 2023. The funds provided by the local option tax revenue would be used to continue operating the district's emergency service program at its current level. It would also allow for growth of needed services, support operations of facilities, upgrade critical equipment, support of staff and administrative services, and continue funding to support purchase of a new water tender. Submitted by Gary R. Swanson, Fire Chief, Gates Rural Fire Protection District. No arguments were submitted in support or in opposition to Measure 24-431. Here are some frequently asked questions on page 43. What if I make a mistake on my ballot? If you make a mistake, draw a line through the entire measure, response, or candidate's name. You can then make another choice if desired. See voting instructions on page 7. What if I change my mind after I turn in my ballot? Your ballot has been cast as soon as you deposit it in the mail or at a ballot drop site. After that, you cannot receive a new ballot. What if I don't vote on everything on the ballot? Your ballot will be counted. What if I don't sign my return envelope? You will be notified by mail to come in and sign your ballot by November 20th. What if I don't receive my ballot? If you are a registered voter and don't receive your ballot within 5 days after they are mailed out, please call us at Marion County Elections, 503-588-5041 or 1-800-655-5388, TTY TDD number 1-800-735-2900, or email elections@co.marion.or.us. Can I vote? You are eligible to register and vote if you are an Oregon resident, you are a U.S. citizen or will be a U.S. citizen before Election Day, you are 18 years old by Election Day, new registrations must be completed and postmarked by October 16, 2018, you need to update your registration if you move or change your mailing address, you change your name, you wish to change your party affiliation. What if I've moved? If you are currently registered to vote in Marion County but have moved within the county, you will need to update your registration by providing your current address to the elections office in writing and requesting that a ballot be mailed. What if I have moved from another Oregon county? If you have been registered in another county in Oregon but have moved to Marion County, you may still register and be eligible to vote in Marion County ballot. Voter registration forms are available at all election offices, state or county, U.S. post offices, public libraries, Oregon Department of Motor Vehicle offices, or www.oregonvotes.gov, where online voter registration is available.